Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, you know what that means. It's time to go get your Bibles and pull up a chair, turn up your radio, and then follow along as we do these Bible studies. We're studying about Jesus, the great physician, from the account that is given in Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. And in doing this, we are now on lesson 142 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we just got through reading Hebrews chapter 11 and those works of faith. And we're talking about now how that faith is manifested today. And the last sentence we read from Elam's notes is that to be pardoned now, Jesus has ordained that people must believe in him, repent of all their sins, and be baptized into his name. In just a moment, I'm going to read passage after passage which demonstrates that truth. Now, until then, let me remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we've been meeting to worship after the New Testament order in this location for over 100 years. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me get back to this lesson. This is the Sunday school lesson for November 5th, 1922, and E.A. Elam wrote these words and then demonstrated it with Scripture. Here's the words. Faith is not manifested in performing some other acts or doing nothing at all. It's manifested in doing what Jesus said to do. To be pardoned now, Jesus has ordained that people must believe in him, repent of all their sins, and be baptized into his name. Let me read to you some of the passages that he has referenced here. Mark 16:15-16. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. You know, that is a simple sentence. And why so many people struggle with that is beyond me. Remember, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But here's what else Jesus said. In Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 48, he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. So what do we have here now? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So we have faith, repentance, and baptism. Let me turn to Acts chapter 2. Beginning in verse 36, where Peter, concluding that great gospel sermon, said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and your children and all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. Listening audience, students in the Warren County Radio Bible School, hear this. This is not difficult. The language is very plain. It was a plain man, a plain Peter, preaching to the plain language, the plain gospel to these people. It wasn't time for him to be mysterious or obtuse. What Peter preached is what we need to hear today. And Peter told them this, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, why is that difficult? I'll tell you why this is difficult. It does not match the theology that men have concocted in their brains. Some people think that they can outthink God, and they've concocted whole systems of theology that they are bought into and are proud of. And when it comes up to very plain spoken words like this, they value their genius and their theologies and their philosophies greater and try to explain away these words which are spoken so plain. Even if we have no understanding of the theology behind it, we understand this commandment. It is repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And so you got Mark 16:15-16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Luke 4:44-48. Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And we see beginning at Jerusalem, when those who had received the word and were pricked in their hearts, they asked Peter, saying, What shall we do? They were believers. What were these believers to do? Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you know that's what you need to do. On that day, they that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And your soul can be counted among the souls of those saved that day, if you'll repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And don't say, well, I'm just going to be saved by faith. How does God save by faith? God saves by faith when in faith we obey. Listen to Paul in Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now, it doesn't say by faith only, but it does say by faith. Well, how can you say that, Paul? What do you mean by that? Read it again, Galatians 3:26-27. And I'm going to continue reading verse 27 now. 26 says, You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There it is again, very plain language. Nothing difficult at all about that. And you don't have to accept any human philosophy or any of the theology of any of the theologians down through the ages. You just believe what God said and do what God said, and then you have a confidence and an assurance of salvation that you can have no other way. And so that's what we preach. Just like Peter, when it comes to baptism. Now, back to Elam's notes, we read, Faith, trust, and confidence in Christ always leads one to do just what Christ demands. Faith never does less nor more than God requires. Such is not faith. In disobedience to God, one cannot be saved by faith. People fail to obey God's specific requirements. not because of their great faith, but because of their lack of faith. Faith takes God at His word. Jesus, full of tenderness and compassion, kindly said to the man in Luke chapter 5, "Son, thy sins are forgiven." He healed him and forgave his sins. Now let me read to you Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 25. And we read that the scribes and Pharisees begin to reason, saying, "Who is this that speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But Jesus, perceiving their reasonings, answered and said unto them, "Why reason ye in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath authority on earth to forgive sins," he said unto him that was palsied, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go to thy house." And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed into his house, glorifying God. And amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." That's why Jesus is called the Great Physician. And in this account, he demonstrated to those skeptics his power to forgive sins. We have learned that the scribes were the teachers and the leaders of the people. They began to reason. They did not speak openly. They remained silent. But reasoning in their hearts, they said, "Why doth this man thus speak? He blasphemed. Who can forgive sins but one, even God?" These leaders were naturally more unfavorable to Jesus than others. It is noteworthy that the priests were the last, as a class, to become obedient to the faith. Acts chapter 6 and verse 7. These scribes were watching Jesus, ready to catch up the first thing they could against him. God alone can forgive sins. These scribes then were right in this. Therefore, if Jesus be not what he claims for himself, he does blaspheme. For it is blasphemy for a mere man to aggregate to himself the prerogatives and power of God. But Jesus is the Son of God. Luke 5:22. That he is more than human and has power to forgive sins, he proves to them by declaring their thoughts before they'd been expressed. Hence he asked, "What reason ye these things in your hearts?" More than once he showed his power to read the hearts of men. So now he relies to no open speech, but to the question of their hearts by asking another question. Luke 5:23, "Which is easier, to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise, take up thy bed and walk'?" To divine power, one is as easy to do as the other, or as difficult to do as the other. But to men, it would seem easier to say, "Thy sins are forgiven," because no visible result could test the saying. Should he say the other and the sick man could not arise, he would be covered with defeat and shame. Hence, he proposed to demonstrate his authority to do the former by doing the latter. Healing bodily infirmities and forgiving sins were not necessarily equal to each other. One might be healed and not forgiven, or forgiven and not healed. Bodily ailments may be the result of sin, and yet healing and forgiveness are not the same. If he could heal the paralytic, he was more than a mere man, and God was with him. No man could do these things except God be with him, John 3 and verse 2. This was admitted by a ruler himself. If God was with him, he was divine, and he was correct in his claim to have authority to forgive sins. Jesus is our only Savior. Repentance and remission of sins are preached in his name among all nations, and there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4 and verse 12. Well, there's the bell. You're dismissed from class, but stay tuned for the next lesson, and